Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Well, what do you think about this weekend's game? The Green Bay Packers heading down to Tampa Bay, mid-80s, going to be enjoying the warmer weather. Beautiful Sunday, but do you think it's going to be a victory Sunday? And we'll be talking about a victory Sunday immediately following the game coming up on many of these same stations. And if you don't get it, go to the radio.com app. It's the Green and Gold postgame show. Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badger running back, and I, we give you our analysis of the game. And more importantly, we get your opinion of the game. So make sure you tune us in. Each and every Sunday, or right after the Green Bay Packers finish off with whomever, and then we bring it to you. It's the Green and Gold Post Game Show, and again, Gary Ellison and I, we break it down. And if you don't get it in your network station, whatever area of the state or beyond you live in, always find us on the radio.com app. That is radio.com. You can download the app. You can search Bill Michaels. You can search 1250 AM, The Fan, out of Milwaukee, our flagship station. You can find it all right there. And you can follow me on the Facebook fan page, follow me on Twitter, and we let you know when we're going on the air and things we're going to discuss. So we try to be more interactive that way. So by all means, go ahead and get a hold of us. So what is your biggest key to a Packers win on Sunday? Now, I had stated this in the first hour of the show, and for those of you that are just joining the network, if you will, I wanted to kind of reiterate, look, I had said that this game, I believe the Packers can win this game. Okay, let me say that. But there is something that gives me pause. A little bit of trepidation, if you will. I don't know what it is. And you can explain it, or I can explain it by saying, look, Tom Brady, somewhat humiliated on playing the Bears on that Thursday night game. He forgets how many downs there were, didn't realize it, and got beat by the Bears. Bears are a good team. They're a good defensive team, but they're not on the same level yet offensively as what Tom Brady would feel that he is. Okay, so he gets beat. He gets criticized, and nobody criticizes Tom Brady. Come on, right? He gets criticized for being the, quote, old man, a senior moment, if you will, jokingly as an old dude. So he's, he's putting that on his shoulder. You know that's a giant chip that's sitting there now. Obviously, he has not looked great. There's a lot of people that are starting to say, well, wait a minute. Was it the right thing to get rid of Tom Brady? Because he looks old. And, it takes you a while to get indoctrinated with the offense. We saw that last year when things changed for Aaron Rodgers. It's not easy just to jump into new offense with new terminology and new ideas and all of a sudden say, yeah, I can do this. No big deal. It's not easy. So I think there's something to prove. I think that the Packers were on a roll, which is great. And they got the extra week to get guys healthy. So the timing of it was good. We talk about that. We build it up as this unbelievable positive. But there's something to be said for taking away your mojo, your rhythm. So I don't know what it is. There's just something sitting in my gut going, eh. You know, could they win and could they blow them out? Absolutely. But there's just something sitting in me going, I don't know if I'm going to be betting my house on this game. Something bothering me about it. So my question to you is this. What are the keys to a win? But do you feel the way I feel? Because I do have some trepidation about this. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Again, 855-830-8648. Want to hear from you. Packers fans, where you at? How you feeling about this game? Your level, if at all, of concern. If you're at a DEFCON 5, okay, you're not really concerned about this game. But if you're looking at DEFCON 1, you got a lot of concern about this game. I'm probably sitting at about a 2, believe it or not. About a 2. I'm not like in a desperate, oh my God, they're going to lose this game. But I am, something in my head is telling me you got to be a little bit concerned. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Give us a shout. So some people chiming in over on the Facebook fan page this one, you know, giving them a little bit of trepidation. Well, at times the Packers tackling on the defense has been embarrassing. This is going to be a close game, and it's going to come down to turnovers, I believe. I have some concern. At the time, the Packers tackling on this game doesn't seem to be great. They can run the football. That's where my concern comes from. Smoke 'em to pipe. Says they're going to win by at least 14. Brady's going to throw 2 picks. If that's the case, phew, have at it. Joey Meyer Baum says no game in the NFL is a gimme, but this feels like you are fishing for callers. No, I'm giving you my opinion. Why is it always there's some kind of, did we do a talk show, dumbass? This is what we do. You know, it's a fishing for callers. Of course we do. It's what we do. But I'm just giving you my opinion. Why is there always some kind of deep thing going on behind it? Oh, my God. Then don't listen. Come on. A-Rod says, A-Rod 808 says, Rodgers is about to show everybody why he's the best to ever throw the football. Brady is only good because of what he's accomplished with Bill Belichick. See, Brady's good. But see, you got to be good to run a system. People said, well, Joe Montana was good because of Bill Walsh. You know, was Jerry Rice good because of Joe Montana? And was Joe Montana good because of Jerry Rice? I mean, I don't knock the accomplishments of a great player. He's an unbelievable competitor. Irv Got It says, Bill, you're overthinking it. This team is legit. I think they win by double digits. I hope you're right. Maybe I am overthinking it. But see, the games prior, I just felt confident about. This one, I don't feel as confident, maybe. You know what I mean? Mark A. writes in the Wendy's email inbox, yes, we got some snow up here yesterday, but the snow is coming this weekend, and he lives in Rhinelander. Snow is coming this weekend. Love listening to you on the radio.com app. I, too, think that the Packers are up for a dogfight in this one, but I think they're going to prevail. I'm going to say 27-21. Okay. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's just going to be a closer game than what I'm thinking. You know, that type of thing. 855-830-8648 on the phone lines. David says they're playing a team with the best quarterback of all time, a top defense, and a team that some pick to be a Super Bowl contender in the NFC. To be unsure about this game is pretty much normal. Trend Tracker says, I plan on throwing back a few before this game, so I'm going to be feeling good no matter what. there you go. All right, man. I like that. Data Boy says, this feels like a trap game. See, here's my question. Why would it be a trap game? You know what I mean? You can't overlook Tom Brady. You can't overlook the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Before you could, but you can't now. You got a good defense, a good offense. You know, you're wanting to get this game because this would be one of your signature wins. After this, if you beat Detroit or if you beat Houston Texans, you know, these teams don't have wins. Who cares? This doesn't feel like a trap game. You know what I mean? 855-830-8648. Doesn't feel like a trap game to me. Let's get back to the phone calls. Dave, driving up north right now. Dave, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good, sir. I'm actually just pulling this tomahawk as we speak.
Oh, awesome.
Going to do some bird hunting this weekend.
Hey, oh, sir, beautiful up there.
You asked me, you brought it up, as like, what's bothering me about this game? And I'm sitting there thinking, because I couldn't place a bet on this game, you know, just a dollar bet. But, you know, I looked at it and I said, you know what, the Heat. Are the Panthers going to be able to handle the Heat? They're conditioned as a or their thought process as a cold weather team. Is that going to shock them? I don't know. Then I thought about it and I said, Aaron Rodgers, I've coached a lot of sports, youth sports. There's just some places you just don't play well. He's been hurt twice there. And you know, maybe he's just going to play mediocre, not to do it for what we've seen. And then those are intangibles. And the tangible is Matt LaFleur afraid of the run defense and goes just to an aerial game and makes Aaron Rodgers look kind of mediocre? Mm-hmm. So those are my thoughts, sir.
Okay, appreciate it.
Because I couldn't place a bet on it. And like, no bet. I just don't know. It was my gut also.
Yeah, I get it. I'm kind of there with you, man. I appreciate it. You can't place a bet on it. You know, I mean, I want to, and I want to be confident. But it's just, you know, there's just something about it. I don't know what it is. He kind of feels the same way. There's just something about it. I don't know. The only thing I think that I would have hesitance over would be the flow when we come back. What bothers you, if anything? Otherwise, what is your level of confidence coming into this game? Or what are the keys? What is the key to the Packers getting a win in this contest? Like, if you looked at something and said, if they did this, they're winning the game. Hands down, I'll tell you this, book it, done, everything. Okay? 855-830-8648. We'll answer all of that, and I'll tell you why the flow is a concern to me. Coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Anytime you play good teams, you know you're faced with that type of challenge. You know that this isn't a team that's, you know, 4-12. This team is one of the best teams in the league, and they were one of the best teams in the league last year. They're proven to be one of the best teams in the league this year. And, you know, if we're going to beat those teams, we got to raise our game to that level of consistency, dependability, execution at the highest level for 60 minutes. And that's what happens when you play great teams. And if you don't, you're never going to win.
Tom Brady. Welcome back to the program. Bill Michaels Show continues on. Our friends over at Van Horn Automotive want to remind you they want to buy your car. If you're looking to sell, looking for some extra cash, they got you covered. They can help you out. No problem. No problem at all. But if you don't want to buy another car, that's you're good to go. Go ahead. No problem. But if you do want to buy a car, they got you covered there also. Because they can help you out with new. They can help you out with used. They can help you out with service. They're financing service now. We know times are hard, so come on. They're financing service now as well. Plenty of things they can do for you, plenty of ways to help. Go to VanHornAuto.com. You can stop into any one of their dealerships in Wisconsin or over in Iowa, and you can feel safe. They sanitize them. They clean them up. They go over all the touch points, everything to keep you as safe as possible in any one of their dealerships. However, if you want to say buy a car, find a car, new or used, finance a car, finance your service, trade in a car, whatever it happens to be, sell your car. You can do it all online. Go to VanHornAuto.com. I've done it now 4 different times with them. I just took possession, which is the video over on the Facebook fan page, of the new Chevy Silverado that I just got. I love that vehicle. But the service and the way they did it was just so professional, just so great. And we wanted you to see how it is they do things. So if you are thinking about a car and you want to see kind of the delivery process and what goes into it, go there. Go to the Facebook fan page and check it out. Go to facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow, and you scroll down a little bit, you'll find it. And it was a great experience. Great experience. Go to VanHornAuto.com. They're family-born and employee-owned. Go to VanHornAuto.com. Jim listening to us in Long Island, New York, on the Radio.com app. Jim, welcome to the program, man. What you got going on?
Hey, Bill. Thank you so very much for the phone call. I very much appreciate it.
You bet, buddy.
In the beginning of the week, I was like you. I had a lot of trepidation about this and thinking that something might go weird with this. It's just, we've been, you know, the bye week. I'm thinking that something just doesn't seem right. It's just not going to be on all cylinders like it was before the bye. But now, more and more I think about it, I think I'm crazy for thinking about that, because what did we do since our bye week? We got back arguably our best offensive weapon other than Aaron Rodgers. We got Devontae Adams back. We got a little help possibly with EQ coming back. We got our best defensive player, Kenny Clark, or one of the best defensive players anyway, Kenny Clark, stopping the line, stopping that run. So we got healthier. Tampa Bay, they lost their best defensive player last week.
Mm-hmm.
So if anything, we've added, and Tampa Bay lost a little bit. So I'm saying to myself, I don't feel as bad as I thought. You know, I think the Packers are in much better shape than I originally thought. And I think we're going to go ahead and win this game. So I don't have that feeling any longer. I'm fully, fully confident. Aaron Rodgers, he's going against Tom Brady, the GOAT. I think that has a little something to do with Aaron Rodgers thinking, saying, you know what, national game, everywhere in the, you know, in every market was seeing this game. I think he has a lot to prove. A lot of people were doubting him in the offseason. So this game means a lot to Aaron Rodgers. So I think we're crazy not to think he's going to be all world this week. And more as time goes on, I feel very, very confident.
Okay. I'm glad you do, man. And thanks for listening to us in New York. I certainly appreciate it. Now, let me talk about this for a minute, because he brings up a good point. You think about getting Devontae back. You think about getting Kenny Clark back. I don't know if Equanimee St. Brown is going to be back or not. But I'll say this, and I talked about this before the break, and I said there's a flow issue. Right before they went into the bye, Aaron Rodgers was talking about the flow of the offense, the flow going on with the play calling, that him and Matt LaFleur are on the same page. Okay, the flow. So when you take a week off and you get out of your routine, and you know, not that you're taking off for places unknown, but you know what I'm talking about. You just it's just going. It's just you're doing the same thing every day, and you're doing the same thing to keep the flow going, you know. And you're creative, and you're innovative, and you're looking at things, and you get into kind of a zone. Sometimes during the bye week, you see teams go out of the zone. They're back to, okay, maybe you're overthinking it now. Maybe you're trying to, you know, re-grab the mojo you had, and you're forcing it. And that's not always easy to do, is to be able to just jump back into it and say, here we go. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that there's just a really good symbiotic relationship right now, quarterback, head coach, play caller, that type of thing. But you're getting Devontae back, so you want to work him back into it. So there's going to be things designed for Devontae. Yes, you have discovered other weapons in Robert Tonyan and Jay Sternberger and Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams. You know, you've got other guys. You've got other wide receivers. You've got guys catching passes. Yes, but you're going to want to go back to your main guy. So does that take you out of the flow? So, it could be way over analytical. You know what I mean? Could be way over analytical. But there's just something about this game, and I don't even think it's so much anything that the Packers specifically are or not going to do. I think it's more so, I look for Tom Brady to be on point. I think it's an angry, embarrassed Tom Brady who throws chips on his shoulder. And I really do. I think defensively they've got their hands. So it's good Kenny Clark is coming back, because they're going to need him. 100% agree. Let's go to Austin, listening to us in Madison, our fine affiliate, The Zone, out there. Austin, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Doing great. What's up?
So, I do agree with, the entire bye week thing, because that is, historically shown. Each year there'll be, a red-hot team, and they'll get, a bye week either before the playoffs or, early in the season when they're going, 5-0 or something like that, and it throws them off. It throws, a wrench in the system. So I can definitely see that. But I feel like ever since they drafted Love, Rodgers this season has, had a point to prove. He has been on it. He's been deadbolts on. But I also do see Tom Brady as well. He was super embarrassed, yelling at his teammates. He just it just fuel to the fire. So, like, I think it's going to come down to a field goal, and I also think a big defensive play needs to happen on one side or the other for them to get a huge momentum swing. And I feel like if that happens, you could, like, let's say if, like, a Packers get, like, an interception, like, midway through the game, I feel like that could throw Tom Brady off and he could crumble. He's shown to do that this, like, year. Like, he's been getting in his own head. He's not in the same type of play system as he was with New England. But, like, I'm going to expect something from defense, especially, like, getting Clark back. Like, it's going to – I feel like getting that piece back and then, like, hopefully them creating or getting – or making a play happen could definitely be the change of course of the game. And hopefully the Packers with the outcome, with the win.
Yep. No, I agree with that. I appreciate the phone call. There's going to be something that the Packers against Minnesota, Jair Alexander, the sack in the end zone safety, the pick just before half, turning points of the ball game. Shannon Sullivan, pick six, turning point in the ball game. Za'Darius Smith, strip sack, fumble recovery, turning point in the ball game. There has been times where you felt the game, you felt the momentum start to shift, and you started to go, uh-oh, and then something happened. The Packers have come up with a play. Can the Packers and look, I believe the Packers can just win. They just beat Atlanta, okay? They just flat-out beat Atlanta. But will they need that uh-oh moment, that here we go, here comes Tom Brady, and then all of a sudden they need that play, and will they get that play at that particular point in time? I think that's another question that – you know, that may or may not, well, may be answered, obviously, in this upcoming game. But will that be something that they have to rely upon in this contest? That's why I go back to a couple of sacks, some forces, you know, hurries, and one of the callers had said a couple of picks. You know, hey, you get a couple of picks, you're going to win this ballgame. You win that turnover battle, you're going to win the ballgame. The percentages go way, way up. We all know that. I mean, that's almost cliche at this point. But I agree with. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, please feel free to go ahead and do so. Chris Raybon, senior editor for the Action Network. We talk about odds. We talk about bet. We talk about where all that public money is going and who's picking who and all that kind of good stuff. That is going to be coming up here in just a couple of minutes. This portion of the program brought to you by good friends over there at Quick Trip. Quick Trip reminding you that mom is making the meals. Well, not your mom, but mom's. And dads, for that matter. And they're packaging them up. They're making them fresh. They put them on the trucks. They come that day to the stations. You walk in. You're like, what's for dinner? Ah, here you go. Pop it right out. Pop it right in the microwave. Heat and eat. Good to go. Just like mom makes. Good, good stuff. That's from our friends over there at Quick Trip. Don't forget to use your Quick Rewards card. And in addition to that, they got you covered. That is Quick Trip. When we come back, Chris Raybon, the Action Network. Talk a little betting right after this on the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Good to have you here today. We are glad that you are taking a listen to us on this Friday. Whatever it is you're doing, we're glad to keep you company. Packers getting ready to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers down at Raymond James Stadium this coming Sunday. Reminder, immediately following the game, Gary Ellison and I, we give you our analysis, our opinion, our emotion. We break it down with you, and we look for yours as well. So make sure you chime in one way, shape, or form, whether it's via Twitter, phone calls, emails, whatever it happens to be. Looking forward to the Green and Gold postgame show coming up right after the Packers and the Buccaneers. In the meantime, where's all the money going? Let's talk a little bit about that. Chris Raybon talking some betting and for the Action Network, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Chris, how you doing this week?
How's it going, Bill?
Doing well. I want to start off with the Chicago Bears because they are getting three on the road, basically then a pick'em game. But the Carolina Panthers have won three straight. But there's this. I'm listening to a Chicago radio station earlier today, and they're saying, well, the Bears aren't getting any respect out of Vegas. Tell me why the Bears aren't getting any respect out of Vegas, because the public money, at least the percentages of public money, look to be going in the Bears' direction.
Yeah, the Bears are one of those teams that,
they kind of got lucky, or you know, in a couple of the wins, they have that comeback against Detroit where Detroit drops the touchdown. They have the game against the Bucks where a lot of breaks go their way, and of course the Falcons collapse. So a bunch of their wins kind of came in dramatic fashion. But you're right, you know, they're getting about 52% of the bets, 78% of the money, and the line has been bet down from Carolina -3 to Carolina -1. So yeah, about a pick 'em here. Chicago has been getting the big money against the Panthers this week.
It looks like more and more people are jumping on board for the Minnesota Vikings. That game went from 3.5 down to, or up to 4.5 as far as what the Vikings are giving the Falcons coming into this contest at US Bank Stadium. Talk about that game.
Yeah, well, you have a situation with the Falcons where they would consistently underperform expectations with head coach Dan Quinn, former head coach Dan Quinn, of course, because he's now gone. And you usually see teams perform better in the first game without their coach. We saw Houston play better. So in this spot, you know, the Falcons are 4-point underdogs, but Minnesota is still getting some of the bigger money, 68% of the bet, 77% of the money on Minnesota. I wouldn't be surprised if later in the week, though, we do see some bigger bets come in on Atlanta.
One of the more intriguing games to me this weekend, and I really am looking forward to seeing, the Browns on the road taking on the Steelers. I mean, this is to me where we find out if Cleveland is for real. They're getting 4 going on the road. It's been bet down to 3.5. You got 54% of the money going on the Steelers. I can't believe 46% of the money's on the Browns. What has turned things around for the Browns to the point where people are going, yeah, I can believe in this team?
Yeah, you have 54% of the bets on the Steelers, 46% of the bets on the Browns. The money is a bit more one-sided. You actually have 83% of the money on Pittsburgh. And I think this is going to be a tough spot for Baker Mayfield and the Browns. You know, you have Pittsburgh, who's number one in the league in pressure rate at 40%. And Baker Mayfield is 33rd of 34 quarterbacks this year in passer rating under pressure, according to Pro Football Focus. So this is a tough divisional matchup for him and for the Browns offense that's been putting up some points. So, yeah, we'll learn a lot about them in this game, but the bigger money definitely is on Pittsburgh here.
I am a little bit surprised that the 49ers, this game was almost, it's flip-flopped actually, hasn't it? That the money started pouring in on the 49ers and then it flip-flopped and then it came in on the Rams because it was originally the Rams were giving 3 and the 49ers at home were getting it. Now the 49ers at home are giving 3 and the Rams are getting. What changed there?
Yeah, so initially when the lines first came out earlier in the year, the Niners were your typical, you know, 3-point home favorite. And then, of course, you know, the Niners suffer all their injuries. They get upset by the Eagles. They get upset by the Dolphins at home. And now you have a situation where the Rams, 3.5-point favorites on the road. But I do think that's somewhat of, you know, an overreaction to, you know, what's happened these past couple of weeks. The 49ers are getting healthier. This is the third straight home game. And the Rams have essentially beat the NFC East, which is, you know, the worst division in football. And they've been traveling a lot. So we are seeing 59% of the public bets coming in on the Rams, but only 52% of the money. So the bigger money coming in on San Francisco here. And I would expect that to continue as the week progresses. You know, probably Sharp's trying to wait to see if this number can get any higher before coming in. But I would expect the bigger money to continue on San Fran.
We got a couple of good games coming up on Monday. The Chiefs and the Bills, that game was pushed back. And the Bills, both teams, just sustaining their first loss. Talk about that game and how money has shifted.
Yeah, so the Chiefs coming off a somewhat unexpected loss in the division to the Raiders and the Bills. Of course, they play on Tuesday and they get shellacked by the Titans. So now you have a situation where you have Andy Reid on some, you know, longer time to prepare, which is always something he benefits from tremendously. So we are seeing the public on the Chiefs, 73% of the bets, but 95% of the money is on the Chiefs. So extremely one-sided in that one. It's been bet up from 3 to 4.5. But I think, you know, even with some of the bigger money bets, that loss to the Titans for the Bills was a bit alarming. And then to go and turn around and play on a short week against Andy Reid, it's a tough spot for Buffalo.
I want to get into the discussion of the Cardinals and the Cowboys. Cowboys lose their quarterback, Dak Prescott. That's the other Monday night contest coming up. In the meantime, the Cardinals have played some pretty good football. The Cowboys obviously have not. They've got Andy Dalton now coming in. That line was originally the Cardinals giving 3, and now the Cardinals are getting 1 or 1.5. You know, the things have changed quite a bit, and it's at AT&T Stadium. I get it, but what has made this change? Because you still have 52% of the bets coming in, a majority of the money coming in on the Cowboys.
Well, it's a pretty big shift from Dak Prescott to Andy Dalton, and quarterbacks are going to be the one position that shifts the line more than any other. And I think the big concern for Dalton in a spot like this is, remember, the Cowboys, you know, they ruled out Tyron Smith for the year, Lyle Collins for the year. You have Joe Looney, the center. He went on the injured reserve. Cam Irving, another lineman, on the injured reserve. So you're really decimated on the offensive line, and that has traditionally been the weakness of Andy Dalton. You know, dealing with pressure, he was one of the worst quarterbacks in the league with pressure last season, and so you just worry that, you know, this Cardinal team, even though Chandler Jones was lost for the year, that this offensive line may give up some pressure, and that could severely impact this offense for Dallas. So you are seeing 52% of the bets, 65% of the money on Dallas. But again, yeah, this line has shifted about 4 points since initially opening as Cowboys 3-point favorite.
Has the Colts and Bengals come off the board? I know that Jim Irsay, the owner of the Colts, said nothing to see here. Don't worry about it. We're still going to play as scheduled.
Yeah, the game is off the board right now. The last we saw before the game did go off the board was a total of 46, the Colts favored by 8. With 55% of the bets coming in on the Bengals and 80% of the money on the Bengals. So we'll see what happens there. But, yeah, right now this one is completely off the board.
What about the Texans and the Titans? The Texans get a win after they fire their head coach. They talk about a different atmosphere, a resurgence. They're feeling better, even though it's only one win. Meanwhile, the Titans continue to just dump truck teams, and Derrick Henry continues to look really, really strong. But talk a little bit about that game.
Yeah, I mean, that is an understatement, right? Derrick Henry just took the soul out of Josh Norman last week in prime time. And, you know, this Titans team has been very good, you know, essentially since they started starting Ryan Tannehill at quarterback. This could be a little bit of a tougher spot for them. Remember that they did lose, in Tennessee to the Texans a year ago, one of their only losses. But right now, the bettors don't seem to be too deterred. We're seeing 59% of the bets and 86% of the money on the Tennessee Titans as 3.5-point favorites. So I would expect some of the bigger bets later in the week to come in on Houston. But right now, the public's on Tennessee. So, the bigger bettors are just going to continue to let that line grow and try to come in when it's at its largest. But I would expect some bigger money to come in on Houston a little bit later.
And the game we're concerned about in our own backyard, the Packers on the road taking on the Buccaneers. The money lines have shifted, or at least the points line has shifted early on. The Packers were getting 3, now giving 1. But a majority of the money, a majority of the bets, all coming in on the Green Bay Packers. People feeling extremely confident about this team right now, right?
Yeah, and this is one where initially you had the Bucs as your traditional about 3-point home favorite. That usually indicates that the teams are about evenly matched, and you've seen this one shift 4 points to the Packers 1-point favorite. 69% of the public betting on Green Bay, 78% of the money on Green Bay. I think we talk about a lot, you know, the public. This is one of the favorite teams along with Dallas, for the public and the Patriots for the public to bet on. So I would expect to continue to see the money pour in on Green Bay for most of the week. But I would expect some bigger bets to come in on Tampa Bay again, later in the week when this number is at its highest point. I think sharps are going to wait to see if it can get back to, 2, 2.5 or something like that. I don't think it gets to 3, but I would expect some big buyback on Tampa eventually. But right now, pretty one-sided in favor of the Green Bay Packers.
Great stuff, as always. We appreciate it. We'll touch base again next week, man, okay?
All right, sounds good, Bill. Take care.
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. That is our buddy Chris Raybon from the Action Network joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, and they're going to treat you fair. You're going to make money. You're going to enjoy your team. You're going to be able to drive. You're going to be able to be your own boss, that kind of thing. It's going to be good stuff from our friends over there at Schneider. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Hey, a great fall getaway idea for the entire family coming up next Saturday, October 24th. From 11 to 4 up north, it's a one-tank trip. Think about this. You can book your stay for the entire weekend at the Four Seasons Island Resort in Pembine, Wisconsin. It's Fall Fest, and you're going to enjoy all sorts of family fun events. Pumpkin decorating, hay rides, trick-or-treating. There's going to be a vendor craft show, caramel apples, s'mores, pumpkin bowling, and a whole lot more. And, of course, you can still enjoy all the other amenities at the Four Seasons Island Resort. If it's nice and warm, you can get in around the golf. You want a canoe, you can do that. Indoor swimming in a nice, warm environment. And, of course, great meals inside. They've got five-star upstairs. They got the Boundary Waters Pub and Grill downstairs. A lot of fun. So get on out. Come on up to Pembine, Wisconsin, where they have the Four Seasons Island Resort for their annual Fall Fest. Get all the details at thefourseasonswi.com. That's thefourseasonswi.com. And see for yourself what I've been telling you about, because it's a great place, a really fun place. I've always enjoyed that up there. So you can go to the Four Seasons Island Resort and check out all their information. Again, go to thefourseasonswi.com. That's the Four Seasons. I'm looking at it right now. I just went to their website because I wanted to see the latest deals. You can tee it up. They got golf packages, stay and dine packages, island hideaway getaways. All that kind of good stuff coming up. And by the way, they got Goodfellas playing over at the Boundary Waters Sports Bar and Grill. They got music up there. So plenty of good stuff. Check out Four Seasons Island Resort. Let's do this. We'll step away. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Going to hear from Aaron Jones on the Big Show yesterday. More of the Bill Michaels Show is next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veterans Services Department at cuw.edu/veterans. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
It's the Packers and the Buccaneers Sunday at 3:25. Tampa fell to 3-2 after losing to the Bears and now face a Packers team that's 4-0. Bucks quarterback Tom Brady.
This isn't a team that's, you know, 4-12. This team is one of the best teams in the league, and they were one of the best teams in the league last year. You know, if we're going to beat those teams, we got to raise our game to that level of consistency, dependability, execution at the highest level for 60 minutes.
On defense, Packers defensive back Kevin King has a quad muscle injury. Coordinator Mike Pettine on how they'll cover the Bucs' top receiver, Mike Evans.
There's a variety of ways. I mean, it's if Kevin can't go, I mean, that can present a problem. And that's one of the reasons, you know, Mike Evans has been as good as, you know, this is a polished route runner. You know, he's smart, knows how to get open, has a great catch radius.
And Aaron Jones joined us and says after seeing other running backs get huge contracts, he's still waiting on the Packers to make him an offer.
Okay, when is it going to be me? When is it going to be me? I know my time's going to come and it'll all work out.
That's Aaron Jones. In Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Welcome back. Glad to have you. Aaron Jones speaking to the media. And if you've not heard what he had to say, first and foremost, when he talks about his thoughts when Kamara and Cook, they got their deals done and he doesn't have one yet.
I mean, I was definitely happy for those guys. You know, they deserve it. They deserve it. And they actually helping out all the other running backs coming up. So they're helping me out as well. And but, you know, it can get kind of like, okay, when is it going to be me? When is it going to be me? These are been the same guys I've been competing against. And they got theirs first coming out, you know, right away. Their first, second rounders, those guys who you mentioned. And I'm in the fifth, so didn't get what they got. And then they got paid again. And I'm like, okay, when is it going to be me? But I know my time's going to come. And I just can control what I can control. And It'll all work out.
Then he's got the alter ego Showtime. He talks about it.
Who is this alter ego, the one that wears the sombrero, that got the gold glasses?
I call that guy, I would say that's Showtime. Normally, I'm not a confrontational guy, but when we step in between those lines, I'm still not the first one to talk trash. I'll be quiet the whole game, but as soon as they start chirping at me, you're going to hear me the rest of the game.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that. Hear him the rest of the game. Also, when you talk about Aaron Jones, who, by the way, appeared yesterday on the Big Show on 1250 AM out of Milwaukee, so the offense says it's coming together.
We just had time in the system to really dissect it and understand it for what it's worth, you know, understanding every play, like if it's a run play, understanding the power of the play we're supposed to hit behind and against different looks. So you're always prepared, you're always ready, and then that allows you to go out there and play fast.
Also, there was a Q&A there with Aaron Jones about Devontae Adams and EQ, Equanimeous St. Brown, coming back, and what do they mean to the offense?
I would have to imagine getting Devontae Adams and EQ back would be a huge shot in the arm for this offense, having not played with those guys for a while now.
Definitely, you know, and Tay, he's a huge playmaker. His numbers speak for itself, so definitely lucky to have him back. And EQ as well, you know. As a rookie, I think he did some really great things, especially at the end of the year when he got more opportunity. And so last year he was having a great camp and ended up unfortunately getting hurt. But we're glad to have him back. And, you know, he's a big receiver as well. I think he's like 6'5", big receiver who can run. And so, I'm excited to have him back and see what he can do. And I know he'll be explosive as well.
There you go. Some of Aaron Jones from yesterday. Some good stuff. He says, I can only control what I can control. Bide my time, and I'm going to get paid. He knows that. Coming up, buy or sell. We're going to get into that. Going to hear from Aaron Rodgers, or at least talk about some of the things that Aaron Rodgers had to say. Eric Baranchek of the Green Bay Press, because that's right around the corner. Heads up plays of the week brought to you by Newmail coming up. We're going to hear from Mike Pettine coming up, Mike Clemens coming up. My God, we got a lot left to go. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.